Welcome back to the BuzzFlash.com GOP Hypocrite of the Week. Two words, Bill O'Reilly. Okay, stop laughing so hard. Just because Bill O'Reilly wants to do sexual threesomes with women who work for him while arousing them with loofahs and falafel, that does not make him an evildoer. No, he's just your superstar Republican Fox Network hypocrite is what he is. Okay, we too were almost gleefully tipsy when we read the details of the sexual harassment lawsuit that an associate producer of his show filed against old Family Values Bill. I mean, she hit him right in the kishkas while he was beginning to promote his new children's book. A book, mind you, aimed at inspiring moral virtue and American values in our nation's youngsters. Amazing. It makes you wonder when O'Reilly hired The Onion to do his publicity. You know, after Bill Bennett's gambling and dominatrix predilections were exposed, and after demagogic Rush Limbaugh stands accused of being a multiple marriage, doctor shopping, pill popping felon, and after the Cheneys indignantly charged John Kerry with outing their openly gay daughter, who lives with her partner in a committed relationship and who had a job as the, quote, gay and lesbian liaison, unquote, for Coors Brewing Company, after all this and more, the heavens have granted us the spectacle of Bill O'Reilly allegedly caught on tape auditioning dirty talk for what must be a new Fox program, the O'Reilly F***er Show. As a commentary in the Los Angeles Times noted, the only thing missing from this sex scandal was Fox News hyping it. Roger Ailes and his band of Republican shills were curiously silent about Billy Boy's phone sex and erotic reveries. That's because Fox is the perfect high-tech Orwellian television megaphone for the moral schizophrenia of the Republican Party. Never was there a political party so pious and prissy about sex in word, and so cheap and sleazy indeed. Bill O'Reilly and his alter ego on the radio, Rush Limbaugh, are at the epicenter of a split personality virus that afflicts the GOP. They are two-sided coins. Rectitude is the side they imperiously parade around in public, and flip the coin for all the perversion you can imagine. Call it hypocrisy, call it sexual schizophrenia, call it dishonest, call it what you will. We'll just call it the hypocrisy factor. Oh, and please, Bill, if we ever invite you to a party, don't bring any falafel. We know where your hands have been. Until next week, just remember our motto at BuzzFlash.com. So many Republican hypocrites. So little time. Catch up with you soon.